The homily that I had prepared all week is not the homily that you'll hear right now. It was just about a couple hours before yesterday's Mass, the 4 o'clock evening Mass, where I just was reminded of Father Don's beautiful homily last week, and he even sang during his homily, right? The Santa Claus is coming to town, he's checking his list. Don't worry, I'm not going to try to sing. But remembering that, and I was also just reminded of, as you know, after, or if I'm not the celebrant of Mass, I'm usually out in the narthex, kind of greeting people as they leave, and I'm usually always have a pad of paper with me at all times. And there was after one of the Masses last week, a gentleman, as he was leaving, he walking by and he saw me taking notes as he left after communion. And no, I was not taking notes on those that were leaving right after communion. But as he was walking by and saw me, you know, just writing something down, he asked, "Am I on your naughty list?" And I said, "Should you be?" And him kind of caught off guard by the question, kind of just standing in front of me, deer in the headlights. And he didn't answer, just staring at me. I said, "When was the last time you went to confession?" At this point, he was wishing that he didn't stop and talk to me. And he said that it's been a while. And then I asked him why. And at this point, he was really wishing that he didn't stop and talk to me. But it was just like, it was a moment of, after Father Don's homily, and it's, of course, the second week in Advent, the third week in Advent here, it's what the message is. And there's just like, there was a sadness that came over me, and I just asked him, it's not because Father Don doesn't preach about it. It's not because you don't hear me preaching about it. So why don't you go to confession? Why has it been decades? I just encouraged him to spend some time thinking about that and praying with that as why it is that he doesn't go. And as at that moment, he kind of looked down and looked away and said, "Because I'm too big of a sinner." I think there's two reasons why people don't go to confession. I think some people think they're too big of a sinner, and some people think that they're not a sinner. Or said another way, people who don't go to confession either don't go because of fear or because of pride. I guess my question would be this: if you're not going to confession, why be Catholic? I don't mean to reduce the Catholic faith to confession. You may say because of the Eucharist. Of course, receiving the Eucharist every week and receiving his nourishment and his strength, the grace from the Eucharist. But I want to remind us of what the Church teaches with regards to the Eucharist and related to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Paragraph 1415 says this: "Anyone who desires to receive Christ in Eucharistic communion must be in the state of grace. Anyone aware of having sinned mortally must not receive communion without having received absolution and the Sacrament of Penance." Now, it's important for us not to be scrupulous here, because we know that the Eucharist is also brings healing. It brings forgiveness of sins. It wipes away sins. The Lord just wants to be so abundant in his mercy. The Eucharist, when we receive Eucharist, it wipes away sins when we receive with faith. The Catechism goes on to quote St. Ambrose speaking into this when he speaks into the Eucharist as a remedy of sin. St. Ambrose says, "Because I always sin, I should always have a remedy in the Eucharist. Because I always sin, give me the Eucharist. Because it wipes away sins." But the Eucharist preserves us from future mortal sins, the Catechism says. Though it goes on to say, "It is not ordered to the forgiveness of mortal sins, which is proper to the sacrament of reconciliation. And so I'm afraid that many of us don't receive the grace in the Eucharist because we don't go to confession. Especially those of us where it's been years or decades of what he wants to give us in his nourishment at the Eucharist every week. It's just not realized in our life. And so to kind of realizing those two things of both fear and pride, I just want to, in preparation of our confessions that we'll have this Tuesday, beginning at 6 o'clock, we'll have, I think, six priests available, Father Don, myself, and I think six other priests, and we'll have Eucharistic adoration going on at the same time, knowing that fear is one of those things that maybe keep us from confession. I just want to give a quick tips on how to make a good confession. The hope that it kind of alleviates some fear that we may have around the sacrament of reconciliation. So the first is to prepare. Don't come to confession without being prepared, without examining your conscience. Especially don't come when there's a long line not prepared. Today, there's no excuse not to examine your conscience using an examination of conscience. On our website, we have examination of conscience, particularly to one state in life, whether you're married, whether you're a teen, a young adult, single. Our app, our parish app, there's separate apps that are just for the sacrament of reconciliation that you can pick up. Our app, the section for reconciliation, it lists sins, and there's a little spot there. You press it, and a green check mark comes up. You go through that. You press done, and it spits out a report that you can bring to confession. And there you have everything from the beginning to the end. It's right there. The point is to prepare. If you don't prepare, you can fall into situations of, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 10 years since my last confession, and I have lack of patience. Anything else? No, that's it. Oftentimes I'll ask, you know, just as an example, I'll often ask the person, have you ever missed Mass in the last 10 years? Yeah, I guess so. I've missed Mass. There is not an examination of conscience that you will find that does not have that as one of the things that you'll see. That's why it's important to, if we use an examination of conscience using the Ten Commandments, and we have the Ten Commandments in our mind and memorized, we can just do that. But to use an examination of conscience. Next thing is the beginning. Of course, many of us may remember growing up or memorizing the formula to begin the confession. It's, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been so long since my last confession. If you don't know what that is, if you can't remember it, that's fine. Just walk in, tell the priest, I'm here. Like, if you don't know how to begin, the priest will just ask, how long has it been since your last confession? The formula is not important. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. The priest knows that already because you're at confession. But how long has it been since your last confession is important. It gives the priest an idea to help later on with potential counsel of how long it's been, seeing that a precept of the Catholic Church is to go to confession at least once a year. If it's been 5 years since your last confession and the priest hears that, it's just information that help him in his counsel. But don't say you don't know how long it's been. You know how long it's been since your last confession. Like, whether it's been 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years, 14 years, you know roughly how long it is. Whether it's been 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, that's not important. Whether it's been 5 months, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, that's not important either. 20 years, 25 years, okay, that's fine. But roughly where it is. Next, kind and number. The church asks for us to confess in kind and number. Catechism, paragraph 1456 says this: when Christ's faithful strive to confess all the sins they can remember, they undoubtedly place all of them before the divine mercy for pardon. But those who fail to do so and knowingly withhold some place nothing before the divine goodness for remission through the mediation of the priest. For if the sick person is too ashamed to show his wound to the doctor, the medicine cannot heal what it does not know. That is to say, don't withhold anything. To name it, not just to say, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I've done some bad things that I shouldn't have done. Well, that can mean a whole bunch of different things. That can mean I punched my sister. That can mean I robbed the bank. But naming it, like, there's a difference between saying, bless me, Father, for I've sinned, I've committed adultery. Or, bless me, Father, for I've sinned, I've committed adultery six times with three different women. This over here is, I've looked at maybe images or videos that I shouldn't have, and I have, and I lusted in my heart. It's different. Naming it and saying, and owning it, I did it, I'm naming it, and here it is, Lord, I'm asking that you forgive it, and he wipes it away. And number as well. Number is significant. Of course, to name them all. Of course, if it has been 15, 20 years since our last confession, it's perfectly fine to say, bless me, Father, like I've done this, and I can't even begin to tell you how many times it's been. Okay, like, we get it. Or, bless me, Father, it's been 4 weeks since my last confession, and I do this sin on a regular basis, oftentimes three times a week. Number and kind. But there's power in naming it and owning it and saying, here it is, Lord. And he wipes it away. A couple things confession is not. Confession is not a place of petition. So, bless me, Father, I need to be a better person. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I need to work on being more charitable at work to my coworkers. Bless me, Father, I know I just need to work on being more patient with my family and with the kids. Those are great things. They're all petitions, though. They're not sins. They're not naming any sins. There's a difference between saying, bless me, Father, I need to work on charity at work, versus, bless me, Father, for I've sinned. I commit the sin of not being charitable to my coworkers at work. And to owning it and placing it before the Lord and receiving his mercy. Confession is not a place to tell the priest other people's sins, right? I consulted with Father Don right before the mass, the 4 o'clock mass yesterday, and asked him, I'm like, well, what do you think? Confessions could probably be cut down 50, 60% in time if people didn't confess the sins of other people, right, in confession? The priest doesn't need to hear the sins of other people, just yours. Doesn't need to know why it is that all the things wrong with that person and why they're such a bad person and really the reason why it's their fault of why you did what you did. We don't need to know the backstory around everything. The priest just wants to absolve the sins. So it can just, you can name the sins. It's not a counseling session. It's not a spiritual direction, especially when there's long lines and different situations, that's different. Just a simple receiving his mercy and getting it off and placing it at the foot of the cross of why he came for our sins. The priest will then ask, after you went through and just named your sins, he'll ask you to recite an act of contrition. There's many different act of contritions that you may have memorized, or if you've forgotten one, you can just pray one from your heart. If you just say, Father, I don't know, can you help me? Sure. Oftentimes what I do is just repeat these words after me. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Boom, act of contrition is done. Other priests, are you sorry for your sins? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus died for you on the cross? Yes. Do you have the intention to not do it again? Yes. Boom, act of contrition done. And then the priest gives absolution. And the second that he finishes that prayer of absolution, sins are gone. He forgives. So don't be afraid of sacrament of reconciliation. After Mass, one of the earlier Masses today, a gentleman on the way out, as most people this weekend, it seems like they're just walking past me after Mass, like trying not to make eye contact with me. One gentleman came up to me and just said, it's not that I have fear of not knowing what to do in confession. It's that I have fear that I'm just going to do it again. So I don't want to confess it. See, that's where the Lord, don't let that stop. He's like a good father that if we fall, he just wants to pick us up again. It's over and over and over again, he'll do it. Don't deprive of yourself of the grace that he wants to give us in the sacrament of reconciliation and in the sacrament of the Eucharist. That's there for the taking. And as we tell oftentimes kids when they prepare for their first reconciliation, if you ever go and there's a priest that's mean to you, as I'm aware that there's maybe people here this afternoon that maybe has some scars or some wounds of a memory when younger, when the priest was, just tell them, Father, I did not come here to be scolded. I came here to receive his mercy and his compassion and to be forgiven. And then just get up and leave and find another priest. You don't need that. John's whole message in second weekend of Advent and then this weekend, his whole message is all you have to do is repent. You want to go to heaven? Good, repent. Today the church hearkens us to experience hope and joy at his coming of the Savior. If you and I want joy, we want hope in our hearts, to dwell in our hearts, John just says, to repent, to go to confession. That's why he came. That's why he died, to wipe away sins. So let us make space in our hearts for his coming this Christmas.